Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Welcome back. This is Jay Garvin's, and for the next 15 minutes, we're going to be discussing Hoarder's Delight foreclosure, short sale, distressed sale deals. What they mean to you, what they mean to your buyer, what they mean to the seller, and what they mean to the agent and the mortgage company in the process. If you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to contact me directly at 719-330-1457 or go to ChurchillColorado.com for your next purchase or refinance loan. And earlier in the radio show, you can hear more of it at KRDO News Radio, KRDO.com. I have a show on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and Monday and Tuesday evenings in a replay at 7 p.m. right in Colorado Springs. But this next segment here, I'm going to go through exactly what we discussed previously in the show. We had Mark Salas on, who is the owner of Best Realty right in Colorado Springs. We had Justin Hermes on, who is one of the best real estate agents with RE/MAX Properties. And first thing we talked about is foreclosures. And then we talked about short sales, and I put some information in there on pocket listings and distressed sales. And I will detail all of that. But the show and the podcast premise is this. All of these are a deal, and they're very, very attractive at a distance. But as you get closer, there's more blemishes, and you see more of the reality of buying houses within these categories. Take foreclosure, for instance. This is how we came up with the show title, the podcast title, Hoarder's Delight. Got a little bit of rap tunes going with this because one of my good friends, Mark Salas, actually goes to the weekly foreclosure sale in Colorado Springs and buys properties every single month. In fact, last year he bought 14 properties, and this last one that he bought, I went and toured it. It's in the southern side of Colorado Springs, the southeast side, and he gets a quick 24-hour exterior inspection of the house. He noticed that the exterior was great. It was a little bit overgrown, foliage, no big deal, brand new roof, good solid outside, and he noticed that there was a brand new sewer line, and he said, hey, if that's taken care of, it's worth the bid. He went through the process, and he got the house. The name Hoarder's Delight comes from what he saw when he opened up the door. He opened up this door, and literally falling out the door all the way up to the 8-foot ceiling was just stuff packed in exactly like you would picture on those cable TV hoarder shows. He literally took not one, two, three 30-foot dumpsters, double high, 8 feet high, and packed it with stuff. He took more cameras out, took an entire horse trailer full of new, used, and vintage cameras. That was good. The inside of the house was good because once he got all the crap, they couldn't do any damage to the doors and the walls and the floors. But as he got closer, he started to see the blemishes and the cost that it would take. Now, the show outline is basically this. You have to understand that there are a dozen different ways to buy a house. And I take calls every single month as the founder and part owner of Garvin's Group at Churchill, Dave Ramsey's exclusive lender for 25 years, day after day, and I still take, as the state manager, a lot of the very first calls. And I just had a caller yesterday call in who moved from Mississippi, staying up here in Colorado Springs with her adult children, helping with their families, being around her grandchildren. And she said, I'd like to buy a house. Are there any foreclosure deals out there? And this question is asked so frequently. Is there any short sales? Can you give me any distressed sales? Is there any pocket listings? And I'll define all of that over the next 15 minutes. And yes, there are, but you get what you pay for. See, in real estate, there are some absolute truths and principles. Literally, like, you make your money when you buy a house, not when you sell it. So it's important to do your due diligence, and that's no difference on a retail MLS, a multiple listing systems purchase, or a foreclosure. Mark shared that there's about 25 people there on any given week. Half of them are serious investors with cash, and the other ones are looky-loos. And 95% of the time, the institutional professional buyers get the house. Sometimes you can get a real estate agent to represent you. And if you want a real estate agent to represent you at the real estate foreclosure sale market, you just call me at 719-330-1457 and I can hook you up with one of those individuals. Mark only purchases for himself and he purchases with cash. A majority of all of the investors do. So it's very uncompetitive to go in with a pre-approval mortgage because someone has to come up with the money cash. You can't have 10 days to get to closing with all the disclosure periods and stuff. But another absolute truth with real estate is that you get what you pay for. And here's an example. Mark got a great, great deal on this house. It's a house that retails for at least $200,000. He got it just over $150,000, but he's got $6,000 in liens from contractors on the roof. He's got another expense where he's going to have to redo and get a certified panel on the house. And all of those things are expense, but overall, he'll make a profit. Now, another thing that is important to know is that there's no secret formula in foreclosure sale, in short sale, or even in the buying process in general. The formula is hard work over a sustained long period of time with a lot of studying and practical experience on the ground. So if this conversation excites you, hop on board and welcome to the game. Reach out to me at churchillcolorado.com and we'll get you started. We'll get you into my next podcast, my next class, or we can do a one-on-one consultation. But if you're so busy or disinterested in getting into the details, it's very simple to just find someone like Justin, like Mark, like myself to walk you through the process. And it's a simple step-by-step of finding a professional person to actually represent you. Now, some of the things that's interesting about this auction sale is the fact that he sees the same people over and over and over. Some people are literally just representing a venture capital or a hedge fund. That doesn't happen as much as it used to. More of that happens at the tax lien sales, which is a whole separate show. But 90% of the serious institutional professional investors are local. They're with cash. And with one phone call to me, they can represent you just as well as they can the next person. The difference is this. You have to have cash on hand and you have to have the willingness to take that risk to see if there's any foundation issues, if there's any type of structural issues or something of that type. So short sales, going on to the second part of the hoarder's delight, understanding foreclosure, short sales, and distressed buys, is not a lot different. I met with Justin Hermes. He talked to me about this. He's brought several people through the short sale process in the last 12 months, but he actually is going through the short sale process right now. And what in the world is a short sale? What a short sale is, Justin said ironically, there's nothing short about it. A short sale takes anywhere from 3 to 18 months. And basically what it is when a house is in distressed condition. This one that Justin went under contract on was a marijuana grow house, and it is not attractive in the aftermath of that. The investor is just selling it as is, and the lender who has the mortgage on the home is willing to sell the home for less than the actual owed balance on the mortgage. So let me say that again. If you've got a house and you got a mortgage on that house that's $275,000, it has a generic in good condition appraised value at $300,000, but the lender is willing to take a payment of $250,000, take a short amount from their owed payoff in order to get it actually off their books. Now, this is absolutely great for a buyer, but for a seller, you need to understand if you've done a short sale in the past or you're currently in the process of doing a short sale, that will blemish your credit almost at the same level that a foreclosure will. You will not be able to buy another property with a conventional loan product for at least the next 12 months, and depending on the rest of your credit history, possibly for 48 months or 4 years. So that's just a beware for the seller, because everything has a cost. And the cost for the seller is that they're going to be out of the market for a certain amount of time. But what Justin said is the one that he's currently in. He's 3 months into it, and it is a great deal. He's getting a house at least 30 to 50 grand below market value, but he does have to put an investment into this provided that it closes. So provided that it closes mean that he's got to go through several different steps where they verify the value, and the bank could say at the end, sorry, I need $275,000 for the house rather than $250,000. And then Justin says, that's my breaking point, because the rest of the story is the investment he has to put into it. He said, Jay, it's going to be an investment property for me. He's going to clean it up and put a renter in it where he'll be able to cash flow $600 a month, but he's going to have to put $15,000 to $20,000 into it. So it's so important, if you're looking at a short sale, understand the general requirement to put 10 to 15% of immediate funds into the house. That means if you're buying one for $250,000, you're going to put 25 grand and above into that immediately in order to get that house back to a general retail market level. The same thing applies with a foreclosure. You're going to put 10 to 15% of that foreclosure sales price immediately into the house. This is not in rugs and in window coverings and things like that. This is actually to get it in structurally good condition. And again, understand that you get what you pay for, and that's okay as long as you understand. Now, lastly, and the third one is all of these distressed or not at arm's length transaction. And what that means is if you have a distressed sale where, say, a military soldier has to move, or PCS, ETS, make a permanent change of station fast, you can get with an agent, you can take that house as is, and you can get right into it at a lower, less competitive price. But again, you get what you pay for. These houses are usually, again, in distressed condition where they're not cleaned up. You're not allowed to do an inspection. There's a little bit of risk if there's no furnace or HVAC in functional order. But the biggest thing is this is where you, the retail buyer, comes in, and you simply have to get an appraisal approved on this house. And if you buy a distressed sale home, and there's $3,000 or $4,000 of fix-ups with the required electricity, the plumbing, or which the HVAC, you've got to be able to take that money out of your pocket. And if the transaction doesn't close, that's the money on top of your earnest money that you put at risk. So all of these are great, great deals. There's a lot of humor in Hoarder's Delight, in the humor of unlocking a door and going in and having a house in this type of condition. But the bottom line, the big takeaways are this: understanding the laws and principles of real estate for foreclosure, short sales, distressed sales are all the same from a normal retail home. You get what you pay for. You always make money on the buy and not the sell. And you have to have the time, the knowledge in order to invest. If you don't want to do that, find someone who does. You can call me at 330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com, and I will walk you through that. So don't forget, you can contact me at 330-1457. Go to churchillcolorado.com. And as I state at the end of every podcast, go grow and prosper, and tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not the mortgage, not the home, not the short sale or the foreclosure. It's the people and the relationships in your life. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you. Because that's what I found in a podcast and radio listener like you. Someone that I would serve every day because of my passion of helping you and others. Jay Garvin's, look forward to seeing you next week on the radio show and podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car, so come on.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Mambo number 5.